Hey, everybody, it's Chuck Garfine. Welcome to the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you as always by WinTrust. All right, the playoffs are here. White Sox, Astros, ALDS. And we are here to give you everything you need to know going into this series. The health of Jose Abreu. Is he going to be ready for game one? The chess match the White Sox are playing with Lance Lynn and Lucas Giolito, and why I think it will work. Tony La Russa going up against Dusty Baker and what that might mean. We're going to tell you why the White Sox are going to win this series and why they're going to lose this series and a whole lot more. And by the way, even though the games are going to be on other networks during the playoffs, Ozzie Guillen and I are going to have pre- and post-game shows on NBC Sports Chicago before and after every single playoff game. So flip on over to us all postseason long. So what's going to happen in the ALDS? Everything you need to know, it's coming your way.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At WinTrust, we know true fans show their team pride every chance they get. With White Sox checking, you'll score a Sox debit card. Plus, you'll get a special offer when you open online today at WinTrust.com/SoxTalk. $100 required to open. Member FDIC.
White Sox! White Sox! Go! Go! White Sox!
That ball hit deep, way back! Deep to left field!
Holy cow! Carlton Fisk has put the White Sox ahead!
Jimenez leaves the ballpark!
You can put it on the board! Yes!
We got a chance to do something real special.
All right, sit back, relax, and strap it down. It's time for the White Sox Talk Podcast.
All right, Ryan McGuffey and I are here in Chicago. Vinny Duber and Maddie Lee covering the ALDS in Houston. The big news when the White Sox arrived there and when Vinny and Maddie arrived there, Jose Abreu wasn't with the team. He's had the flu for a few days. He's feeling better. Flew to Houston Wednesday night. Guys, is there anybody here who believes that he will not be playing in game one? Silence. No way he's not playing.
I'll tell you, if he happens to not, he will certainly be playing in game two.
That's what La Russa says.
I think it's
if he's not playing in game one, it means that he's, you know, strapped to something in the clubhouse.
Yeah, he'll be.
It's all about the fever, which sounds like it broke. So I like that Tony referenced that the entire clubhouse is already like making jabs about what he'll be saying on Thursday before the game one, trying to get in the lineup. I mean, Abreu at 50%. In the lineup, you just got to put him in there. He's as important as any player the White Sox have.
And he won't let you know he's at 50%.
No.
Chuck, he's got the fever. Ooh, he's got the fever.
What's he got the fever for?
Well, I was dropping a nice Springsteen reference for you there, but okay, go ahead.
That's such a deep cut. That's a deep cut outtake called The Fever from 1975 that nobody knows.
But it's on the Trax box set, Chuck. Come on.
That's what Vinny Duber can do. All right, let's start with our Houston contingency. What team is going to show up in Houston? Which White Sox team is showing up? Vinny, let's start with you.
Yeah, I mean, the accurate answer is I have no idea, right? I mean, I think we talked about that a few podcasts ago, and it was just, you know, this team has been good against the teams they've played, and they've been iffy against the teams that they're going to play here in the postseason. So it's hard to really figure it out to be sure. But the one thing that you can be certain of is that they can pitch. And if the White Sox starting pitchers come through, then they're going to be in every single game. And I really believe that. The offense really kind of turned it on at the end of the year there in terms of consistency, because the story all year long was that it was inconsistent. Mm-hmm. But when you got Robert hitting like he's hitting, when you got Moncada on, and then you add the consistency of a TA and a Abreu on top of it, you get a couple home runs from Eloy Jimenez. And, you know, as good as Yasmani Grandal's been this year, I mean, I just listed off six guys. So, you know, this is going to be a competitive team, I think, at the very least, throughout this series. I don't think you got to worry about what happened here in June, because that was a totally different White Sox team.
Yeah, from personnel standpoint and just urgency, right? I mean, they were playing well despite the injuries, obviously not here in Houston, but this is a healthy team coming into this. You know, we can talk more about Rodon later. He's the one question mark. But we've spent the last couple of weeks asking guys about what's different this year compared to last year when they got bounced in the wildcard series. And a lot of guys just, I mean, there's obvious personnel differences, but a lot of guys talk about how that experience is going to really pay dividends now that they've been through it. You know, they're a more experienced team. Liam Hendricks, who played against that team last year, talked about how that's kind of been the biggest thing for this group. Of course, it'll be different, right? They weren't playing in a packed Minute Maid Park, so they'll have to adjust to that. But in terms of the urgency of the playoffs, at least these guys have been there.
Yeah, I think the White Sox resemble more of the team that was the last week of the season than anything, which is saying a lot. I mean, they were 6-1, but it took about that long to get this contingent together, healthy, all playing as one unit. And so I think the way the White Sox finished the season, I know so much was made, at least media and fan base and social media, about, oh, they need to finish hot or they need to be on this run. And I look, there's historical numbers. We can go year by year and find that that's just not the case. But I do think it was important for this team because of how many guys have missed time and how many guys have not been playing together at the exact same time. I do think the way the White Sox played coming into the postseason matters. The Astros were a little bit up and down those last 10 games or so, but I think this might be the most evenly matched matchup of the postseason. There's a lot of similarities between these two teams. I do think there's a couple of small details, and we can get into those in a little bit. But like you talk about which White Sox teams will show up, I just think this is the White Sox team now. And I think it's more of dangerous offense, top to bottom, really good starting pitching throughout, and a really strong closer with hopefully a couple of questions that get answered, you know, as we go along in this series.
So in 2005, the White Sox had not won a playoff series in 88 years. That is a fact, believe it or not. Since 2005, they haven't won a playoff series. And Lance Lynn had this quote. Here comes a swear word, everybody. We have a lot of shit to prove, Lance Lynn said. Well, Lance Lynn's
to who, Chuck? To who, Chuck?
He said it to you.
Yeah. Come on.
That was an exclusive quote?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So from our Vinnie Duber exclusively, Lynn told Vinnie Duber and only Vinnie Duber, we have a lot of shit to prove. So props
read
to
it
you,
on
Vinny.
NBCSportsChicago.com.
Yeah, you can read it or you just listen to what I just said.
Yeah.
So Lynn is going in game one. Giolito is going in game two. I, at first blush, felt it should have been reversed because Giolito in Houston in his career, 4 runs in 3 starts. He's got a 1.57 ERA. Lance Lynn in Houston. By the way, if you're listening to this and you're driving, and this is the first time you're hearing this, grab the wheel very forcefully. Grab and don't peel off.
Come on, slow down. Pull over to a safe. Make sure you use your signal.
White knuckling.
Put the car in the park.
But here it comes. Lynn in Houston, last 6 starts. He's 0-6 with a 6 ERA. So I know he's added a changeup and a slider, so he's not going to be so fastball heavy dominant. And this is a fastball throwing or fastball hitting team, so maybe he'll have some surprises. Before I give you my thoughts about how this might go, Guff, why don't you take it first? What do you think about Lynn, then Giolito?
Yeah, I mean, look, I like the first question in the press conference today of how long did you know Lance? And he gave a typical Lance answer of last week and gave that perfect Lance like smart ass smirk, which was just awesome. The perfect way to start the press conference. Look, it's a coin flip, Chuck. I mean, if you're going by numbers, G Lee certainly would be the guy that you could lean on. At this, you're going by experience. And look, I mean, Giolito's experience last, the perfect game into the seventh inning of his start in Oakland, phenomenal. But at this, look, you're in a really good situation. I know numbers don't back the historical, the number on the base. I always love referencing Tony when he talks about the numbers on the back of your bubblegum card. They have not been very good to Lance Lynn, specifically the last 3 years period. You mentioned 0-6. He's 1-6 with a 6-6-0 dating back to 2019. So I just think when you talk about like big game and the guy you want on the mound and the guy at least who's been on the mound in a lot of big moments, granted, he hasn't made a postseason start in 7 years. It's just, I loved what he said at the end of his press conference. I know I'm summarizing it, but talking about what he's learned in the big moments, how take it all in, take a deep breath, let it all go and play baseball. And maybe he's the best guy for game one on the road to do that, regardless of situation, regardless of what the back of the card says. And then you tee it up and let Giolito fly in game two. They're going up against McCullers, who has flat out owned the White Sox. If we're just going by straight out numbers, why are we playing the game? Seriously, why are we playing the game? McCullers has owned the White Sox. Lynn has not owned the Astros. Should we just go on to game two now?
Give it to the White Sox. Oh, we can't do that. Go ahead, Vinny. What do you got?
Two things. First of all, this is why you got Lance Lynn, because he's dependable, because he's reliable, because you know what you're going to get. You're throwing him out there in game one because you want the surest thing. And that's nothing against Lucas Giolito, who has been the ace of the staff this year. He has backed up that title. But Lance Lynn is as dependable as they come. And that's what Tony La Russa is counting on. The second thing, who's been the White Sox best pitcher this year? Because I think it's been Lance Lynn. And so if you're picking your game one starter, that's who you pick.
That just sounds like a podcast.
Good thing we're doing one.
We still haven't gone over my favorite Lance Lynn quote from his pre-series presser, which was when he was asked whether he'd be ready if called upon in game four on short rest. And he said, yeah. That's it. So, I mean, that's the other thing that you're trying to balance, right? Is assuming we get to a game four, who is going to be ready to take the ball on short rest? And if you had asked me a week ago, I would have said Giolito's the guy. He's been healthier. Lance had dealt with that back thing and then obviously had the knee inflammation before that, but he looked very healthy in his last start. And when you asked him about it, A, he said, yes, I'll be ready, right? And then B, even after his last regular season start, he said everything felt good. So he's a guy who wants that ball twice in the series.
And not only that, but if you're setting up a situation where Lance is the starter in game four, because let's say Carlos Rodon is not able to go, well, then you're also setting up a situation where Lucas Giolito could be pitching game five. And while game one gets so much attention because it's first, game five would be the winner go home game. And so Lucas Giolito going in that game, perhaps shows the confidence that they have in him.
Yeah. So the thing that I was looking at is, at first blush, I wanted Giolito to start game one, but the White Sox need to win. You would like them to win both games in Houston, but they got to win one. What's going to give them the best chance to win game one? Is it putting your best pitcher, Giolito, against McCullers, who's owned the White Sox? Or is it best to put Giolito against Framber Valdez, a lefty who they've got a better chance of scoring against? So there is maybe your best matchup to get a win. And then you've got Lance Lynn in game one. And you got the who knows? What if Lance Lynn shoves and they get some McCullers and they win a game? And then you got Giolito against Valdez in game two. And I like what you said, Vinny, that and Tony gave us a little bit of a carrot. Like, I it was a great question by Paul Sullivan. I'm glad he asked it of the Tribune when he asked La Russa about short rest. And that's when Tony said he would consider Lynn for game four. And now you got Giolito short rest game five in Houston. So I think that works out really well. By the way, Lance McCullers 2-0 against the White Sox this year, gave up three runs, gave up one home run in those two starts. I'll get can't cheat. Who on the White Sox hit a home run off of Lance McCullers? I'd give you a 20. It's going to be so off your radar. So that's your,
I mean, that's a pretty, who's played like,
it's someone whose first name is Jake, isn't it?
It is. Well done. Well done.
Now I have to specify which Jake, don't I?
Jake Lamb. So Lamb. There you go.
There you go.
So I'm going to get to our managing matchup. First series featuring two 70-year-old managers in the history of baseball, La Russa and Baker. Baker played for Tony La Russa. Played for Tony La Russa, 1986 with the A's. They have managed against each other 208 times in the regular season. They have each won 104 games. One playoff series against each other. Baker's Giants beat La Russa's Cardinals in the 2002 NLCS. And here's what I want to share with you guys. Ken Rosenthal in The Athletic has this story that he wrote, quoting a source. Not quoting, it's from a source. Some within the organization are concerned he could go rogue in the postseason, costing his team when the margin for error is so slim. Who is Rosenthal talking about? Baker or La Russa?
La Russa.
Guys,
Dusty,
Maddie.
Oh gosh, I'm the tiebreaker.
You're the tiebreaker.
I'm gonna say Dusty.
Dusty is the answer.
Yeah, because Chuck wouldn't have brought that up.
That was 1,000% what I was going off of.
No, if it was on La Russa, I would have brought it up. I mean, I'm not like
What is that article from?
It was from like yesterday.
He managed last year in the postseason. What? They won a series. Didn't they win a series in the postseason last year, Houston?
Yeah.
They go to the ALCS.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he must have gone so rogue that they got all the way to the ALCS last
year. Also, go rogue. Don't you hire Dusty Baker because he's Dusty Baker? He's not. If you just want to give him instructions, just hire anyone else.
All right.
By the way, when Bruce Bochy gets the job in San Diego, there's going to be like the Renaissance Man articles coming back, like why baseball's going back to where they started. Can't wait.
I already see the article.
That'll be the next piece.
Jeff Passan. I mean, these are all
what baseball learned from Dusty Baker and Tony La Russa.
Yes. Bochy's back. Who else is
going rogue? Dusty Baker, Ethan Hunt.
Ron Washington will get a job.
San Diego's going rogue. They're bringing Bochy and his case of wine to San Diego.
All right. Here's a question you guys are not ready for, but it's my job and someone's got to do it. Are you buying stock in Cesar Hernandez in this series?
I will answer that like this. If Jose Abreu doesn't play tomorrow, then Cesar Hernandez will probably play. But that's as much stock as I'm buying, is he might play.
You're saying if Abreu's in the lineup, he's not playing?
Because Andrew Vaughn – oh, wait, if Abreu is in the lineup.
He's not.
No, I think Leury has to be your second baseman, right? You put Adam Engel in right field.
Yeah, I think Leury's in right field.
Okay.
What's the price, Chuck?
Well, my point is you can get Cesar Hernandez at a very, very low price. So you can buy stock in that when it's really, really low with the chance he could do this. Now, he did this with the Indians, not the White Sox this year. But in seven games against the Astros, three homers, 8 RBIs, 2 doubles off McCullers, 2 doubles this year, a homer off Zach Greinke. Just saying.
All right. So I don't want – I'm buying Cesar Hernandez stock for the other reason. I want the gold gloves. I think that is way more important than his – now, if you're able to get that kind of production from Cesar Hernandez, obviously that's icing on the cake. You're paying the 8 guys in front of him to do that type of damage. I want Cesar Hernandez for the gold glove because I think this series could come down to extra outs. The bobbled ball, the botched double play. And I would rather have Cesar Hernandez go 1-for-17 in the series and have a 1,000 fielding percentage than to go 8-for-16 with four errors. I really mean that. So if I'm buying stock, I'll take that Cesar Hernandez stock because I do think his glove, and I'll eat my words if he ends up going 8-for-16 and with four errors and the White Sox win the ALDS, but I'll take that. Give me that Cesar Hernandez. That's the guy I want at second base in this series.
See, that's an interesting point, but it's also so hard to not then have Larry and Sheets at the bottom of the batting order. Cause the way that they make that batting order flow and extend it, that's really valuable, especially when runs are going to be at a premium.
Well, and two, remember what the Astros do well. They score a lot of runs. So you could have a starting pitcher or a starting pitcher bullpen combo for the White Sox go out there and pitch pretty well and still give up four runs. So wouldn't you want the lineup that can best hit, that can best score runs?
To your point about what the Astros do really well, they put the ball in play better than any team in the league. They don't strike out very well, and they put the ball in play. So, yes, I do agree with that point, but I don't know if the strikeout numbers are going to be astronomical in this series for a White Sox team who just broke the record, shattered the record, and have guys with K through, like, what, seven or eight guys with strikeouts per nine innings in the double digits. I'm not sure if we're going to see the starting staff pile up strikeouts in this series. I do think there's going to be a lot of balls in play. And we have that band box down there in Houston. That's my concern. It's like the one small concern. It's a small concern. There's a lot of people who are like, oh, it's all about defense. Defense does matter. But I think in this series, like just that one extra, a guy like Cesar Hernandez could be the difference in advancing or not. And I think it could be like on that side of the ball. So I do agree. Like, yeah, look, if he's going to go 8-for-16, there's not a person in White Sox land, media, organization, whatever, that's going to go, hey, you know what? Give seven of the hits throughout the lineup. No, they're going to take all eight of those hits and move on. So maybe you get the best of both worlds, the gold glover and the guy who owned Lance McCullers.
If it's a blowout, it doesn't matter. But if the games are close, and normally they are, it's always the little things that make the difference. And the White Sox defense ranked 29th out of 30 teams in defensive runs saved. So I hear you.
With Cesar Hernandez for 2 months.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess we just gave a long-winded answer to, are we buying stock in Cesar Hernandez? And I think the answer is no.
We don't know the lineup yet for game one, but I mean, Cesar Hernandez, granted these doubles were months ago, but he has success against McCullers, and McCullers has had a lot of success against the White Sox. If he's in there, I'm buying stock in Cesar Hernandez. You heard it here. All right, taking a quick time out on the White Sox Talk podcast. We're coming right back.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Last year, so many people went the extra mile. Healthcare workers went above and beyond. Parents took on the additional role of school teachers. Scientists developed COVID tests and vaccines in record time. If you are running the Chicago Marathon, this is your chance to return the favor. Because this year, you can actually walk an extra mile to honor someone who went the extra mile, or you. So, who are you going the extra mile for? Learn more at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo, October 8th or 9th at McCormick Place. Abbott, life to the fullest.
Chuck, if you are the manager, do you start him?
Let me think about this.
Abreu's healthy.
Yeah, you got Abreu. He's playing first.
Larry Garcia at second, and then you're putting
Adam Engel in right. That's what I would do.
Adam Engel hasn't played that much. I don't know. What am I getting out of Adam Engel? I like his defense, though. So,
yeah. Have you seen Larry in right recently?
Wow. Maddie,
no, I have.
Right?
No, I don't like it. Larry Garcia. Well, Larry Garcia and Hernandez are both switch hitters, so they both can come off the bench late in games. I don't know. That's a good call.
Vinny, I want to answer your question, right? Because Tony always says what? Best nine. And I think the best nine right now has Cesar Hernandez on the bench. So This could be an off or not discussion. I think when he is playing, in game one, I am playing the best nine. From there, I reevaluate what tomorrow and the next games look like. But the best to me right now, today, has Leary Garcia at second base. There are multiple options in right field. You can, whether it's angle or bust. I just think right now you have to have Leary Garcia in the lineup. And as Matt said about right field, yes, that might have been a one-off, but where's he struck? Like, I thought Leary Garcia was best at shortstop this year.
He looked really good at short.
So play him up the position. Play him up the middle then and see what happens on Friday.
All right.
So, I'm going with Tony, best nine.
Okay. Who is going off in the playoffs? Give me one player who's going off in the playoffs. Vinny, then Maddie, then Guff.
All right. I'm going to pick an easy one, but I'm going to go with Luis Robert. I mean, the way he has played since coming back has been – some of his teammates have described it this way, and it's true. It's MVP caliber. I mean, if he played like that over the course of a whole healthy season, he'd be an MVP candidate. And so – I'll take the hot guy who's been swinging a really good bat right for late. And, you know, I'll go with La Pantera.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm also going to go with a really easy one. Tim Anderson just lives for these moments. Mm-hmm. And so he's motivated, especially coming off of last year. And I think this is his time to shine, not to be extremely cliche.
Yeah, and I don't want to be jumping on board going like, I like what Maddie said, because I do think that Tim Anderson's going to continue. He had 9 hits last year in 3 games. Think about like 9 flipping hits. I think you're going to see a lot more of that. That guy loves the spotlight. He's going to take, brace it, throw it right on him and say, here we go. I think Gavin Sheets, a name that people know in Major League Baseball after the postseason. I think Gavin Sheets, we've seen it it's not even been limited sample. It's just every time he's gotten in there at a clutch moment, he is then exactly what the White Sox has needed from the left side for a long time. And what I love what he said about the DH, because it's look, the Sox have spent a lot of money trying to fill that position for a lot of years. They've tried to do it from within. And here's a guy that says the key to success is coffee. Well, you know what, Gavin, you got 2 day games, games 1 and 2, brother. Wake up and start pounding that coffee. I think Gavin Sheets is going to be a difference maker for the White Sox.
All right. So I think that Grandal's got a good chance to go off. I think that Luis Robert does as well. But I'm going with TA. He got 9 hits in that 3-game series with the A's, first time in the postseason. And that was with no fans in the seats. You put fans in the seats and he's done the spotlight. I like Tim Anderson in this series. All right, 2 more things. Why the White Sox will win the series, why the White Sox will lose the series. Let's start with you, Guff.
I think the most complete team, the best team in this series is the White Sox when they're at full strength, with the exception of Carlos Rodon, who I think will remain a question mark if he's on the postseason roster. I think the White Sox are the best team. Like the best 26 players on the field, in my opinion, are the Chicago White Sox. I don't know if that will result in them winning the series. But I think you ask why they'll win it. I think because they have the best players start to finish, top to bottom, in the lineup, in the field, and on the mound. And that's why I think the Chicago White Sox would win the series.
Why will they lose it?
I think they would lose it because they might not be – they may not play the best fundamental game. And I think maybe in that aspect, I do think they would lose it. I think they'd lose it because home field. I'll just be honest with you. They're just They're a better team at home. And I think the home field advantage for this particular White Sox team does matter. And so that's why I'll say they lose it, is that something I'm really curious to see the first time the ball doesn't bounce their way, if it's a snowball effect or if it's on to the next one. That'll be the one thing I'm looking for. But I think home field for this team, for whatever reason, has mattered.
Vinny?
The White Sox will win the ALDS because of their starting pitching. And I think that's been the case from April on. I mean, Lance Lynn has been fantastic. Lucas Giolito, particularly in the second half, has been fantastic. Dylan Cease of late has been fantastic. Carlos Rodon, when he's been on the mound, he has been Cy Young level fantastic. I mean, they have four amazing starting pitchers. And if they can do what they can do, they're going to have the pitching edge in, no offense to Lance McCullers, because he's been fantastic. I'm using that word an awful lot, but they have the starting pitching edge in every game. And I think that that in the playoffs matters so much. Now, why will the White Sox lose the ALDS? I got to be honest, I go to the bullpen. I don't want to, because I think some of those guys have been good, but I mean, Craig Kimbrell, he's going to be pitching an awful lot in this series, and we don't know what he's going to do. I mean, we know what he can do, and if he can be the Hall of Fame caliber guy that he's been for the majority of his career, then that's great for the White Sox. But he's gotten into so many of these situations where he throws a wild pitch and they lose the game. And in the playoffs, that's the kind of thing that wins or loses a game. So I would like to say that the offense, you know, the inconsistencies, maybe those come back. But they showed me a lot in that last week of the season. And so I think if I've got to point to something, it's the uncertainty in the bullpen. Not in the potential, because those guys have so much talent. But in everybody pretty much besides Liam Hendricks, you know, who has just been firing, you're out, you're out, you're out. Not everybody else has been doing that on a regular basis.
I was also going to say starting pitching, but just to be contrarian, I'm going to say the bullpen is the reason that they win it. Ooh. And I say that because we've seen what Liam Hendricks, Vinny, stop shaking your mustache with head.
She loves those Cub guys.
Oh, Liam Hendricks finished this season so strong. He was the reliever of the month and change. And then, yes, you have Kimbrel has not been the Kimbrel that we know, the Kimbrel that we've talked about as a future Hall of Famer recently, but he's gotten more consistent in his last few outings. And he's a guy who has been there who could very well just flip a switch. I mean, they talk about how you can't flip a switch, but you know what I mean. Yeah. He's stepping into the postseason. He's been there before. It might just light a fire in him. And then you have guys like Bummer who have finished the season really strong. And then those middle relievers in Lopez and Kopech are just, they can give you three innings each. And that's a huge value there. In terms of while they'll lose it, Minute Maid, because yes, like I said before, they went to the postseason last year. They're getting a taste of it, but having that stadium full is different. And had Yasmani Grandal talking about his experience in 17 here and how rowdy it was. And it's something that these guys will have to adjust to. And like Duff said, they've got home field advantage. So
I'm going with they will win it because of the starting pitching, because if their starting pitching shows up, this offense doesn't have to score seven runs. They can score four, you know, maybe even three. So for me, it's the starting pitching, and they're going to lose it, in my opinion, if they do not take care of the little things in close games, whether it's stuff on the field, whether it's coaching decisions by La Russa, that could be their undoing. I hope it's not, but we've seen so many times, not just with the White Sox, all over baseball, especially in the playoffs, little things come back and bite you in the you-know-what, and that loses games and loses series, and I hope that does not happen with the White Sox. Finally, it is time to make predictions. I did give my prediction with Jeff Blum on the previous podcast, but I will do it again. But let's start with you, Maddie. What is your prediction? Who is winning and how many games?
It's a tough one. I would not be surprised if it went either way. Just for experience, and we talked to Liam Hendricks today, who faced the Astros in the postseason last year, and he talked about how they just, it's just another level with them once they get into the postseason. I'm going to say Astros in five.
Astros in five. Okay. Vinny.
Way to welcome yourself to the beat.
You know what?
Everyone already, like, first podcast, I say I've cursed the team. Now I'm betting against them.
I love it, Maddie. I love it.
I'm sorry, White Sox fans.
No, you're being, it. Listen.
You're the best. Anyone, you got to be real.
Anybody out there who says they know exactly what's going to happen in this series doesn't know what they're talking about. So it's a gut feel. I could easily see every single scenario taking place. I could see the White Sox sweeping them. I could see the Astros sweeping the White Sox. I mean, this is everything's.
I wouldn't be surprised if the White Sox were in the World Series at all.
But everything's on the table. So, but we have to make a prediction. So there is yours. What do you think, Vinny?
I was going to say a lot of what you just said, which is, you know, I don't think you can be surprised by anything that happens, and you can't predict this. And that's not necessarily just a reflection of postseason baseball, which it certainly is, but a reflection of the White Sox. And we've talked about that at length, how I'm not quite sure anybody can know what to expect from this team after watching them for the last 6 months. That being said, for me, it's always about the starting pitching. I just described how I think the White Sox could have the starting pitching edge every game out there. I'm going to go with the White Sox in four.
In four.
Vinny, explain to the people why in four.
I think they'll win in four, but also it'd be nice to not have to make a return trip to Houston.
Oh, okay. So it's about okay.
That's a selfish pick. Okay, I get it. This series looks to me like on paper it's built to be a five-game series. It just feels like it has all the look of that, but this is baseball. So whatever you think you know, you don't. And, you know, a team like the Dodgers wins 106 and plays in a winner-take-all game. Baseball is different. And I just think, like, usually I come back, okay, I think this is going four games or five games. And I have fought my own self, a lot about what a possible prediction is. And I kept saying, I think it's just built for five. So for that, in that case, I'm not picking five. Like a very brief game, but I think the White Sox are ready. Like they are ready for this moment and they are ready to bust out. And I think that they are ready to show the world exactly like who they are, and what type of talent they have. I think the White Sox are going to win both in Houston. I think they're coming back here. I think they're coming back to Chicago on blackout night in game three with the entire spotlight on them. And I think the Astros will win the game. And then I think the White Sox get it done in game four and clinch the series at home to give the White Sox fans something that they have not had. And since the blackout game. Which clinching something at home. They didn't clinch the division this year. They had no fans last year. In 2008, they clinched a blackout game. Then they lost the series. In 2005, they won nothing. Not the division, not the DS, not the CS, and not the World Series at home. White Sox fans, get your carrots ready because it's going to happen this time. It's going to be it's going to be maddening because you're going to feel like all that excitement Saturday. And then the Bears are going to like get you like that pregame. You're going to be ready. You're going to be ready to go Sunday night. I know that.
And then get your carrots ready. What does that mean?
It's a carrot. It's a carrot. A carrot.
Yeah. Duff's not only predicting games and game a by series. Game. He's predicting your mood. Drinking. He's predicting your drinking habits. He's predicting everything for the next.
Did I hear a Bears game prediction into there too?
Yeah, Bears lose. Sox.
Yeah, shocker.
Sox and four.
Yeah. So, like I said, this could go so many different directions. I like how Guff is just going up is down, down is up with the White Sox winning two in Houston and losing the blackout game. Yeah. But I think this is a combination of my head and my heart. My head is like, oh, I don't know. This is going five. My heart is going, it's going four. The White Sox are going to win it at home. So going with my heart, White Sox in four, and they're going to the ALCS.
I'm really glad that Maddie picked the Astros, because if we would have gone clean sweep, I would have had to redo my, I think I would just on like catch myself before we sign off to say, you know what? I need to rethink this. So Maddie might be the person that we've actually needed for a long time on this podcast.
You're welcome. I had a feeling it might go that way, and I knew how much it would hurt you to pick against them. So
I've said this team is an ALCS team since the beginning of the season. And I just think I really love what Tony said in the last week of the year in that rain out in Detroit when we were all on Zoom, like traveling to different places, either Chicago or Cleveland, when he talked about like the players feel the pressure in that first round and how that's really when they feel like the most nerves, because if they win that, it alleviates the idea that they failed. So in that case, I think La Russa, this is why they brought Tony La Russa in, for like this type of stuff, those type of feelings. And so I'm going to give the edge in this case, like I'm going to give Tony La Russa that, and hopefully the White Sox are coming back on Sunday and ready to rock.
And who knows, maybe Dusty Baker does go rogue and loses the ALDS. And that's the story.
Whenever Tom Cruise goes rogue, it ends up with the world being saved. So you might not want to wish for that.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Dusty Baker going rogue, 2021, White Sox in four. And that's a wrap for this edition of the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust, your home for White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Go to the special White Sox webpage, www.wintrust.com/socks. For Maddie Lee and Vinny Duber in Houston, for Ryan McGuffey and myself here in Chicago, we've got pre- and post-game shows, me and Ozzie Guillen, all through the playoffs. So even though the games are not on NBC Sports Chicago, flip on over, watch us. We'll be here every step of the way, as will Hawk Harrelson in Granger, Indiana, because that's apparently where he's at. Hawk, take it away.
Thanks, Art Chuck. And this edition of the White Sox Talk Podcast is over.
Did you know that 80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the U.S. is imported from overseas? That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com. When you buy Good Ranchers, not only are you getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. GoodRanchers.com safely delivers American craft beef, better than organic chicken, and more. Delivered quickly and safely to your door. Don't play the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from with GoodRanchers.com. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use the code Chicago for $20 off and free express shipping.